the healing power of sound is both a mystery and a science. The ancient yogis have explored that power of sound. There's something called Nada Yoga, which is the art and practice of using sound for healing, for meditation. And now neuroscientists are coming up with fascinating studies of the impact of sound on the brain. We can see the impact of sound simply when a soprano sings a very high note. The glass in the room would shatter. Sound has the power to manipulate matter. It can affect our internal organs. It can affect our brain waves, the rate of our breathing, and our blood pressure. The question is, how could we use the power of sound to mend a broken world? How could we use sound to improve our health, to promote our inner peace, and to use sound to help places around the world that are in constant conflicts, violence, misunderstandings, dissonance, discordance? I discuss these issues in my book, Divine Attunement, Music as a Path to Wisdom. And I work with music and sacred dance all around the world, promoting harmony and unity and peace. Some of this music came out on the CDs Seeker of Truth. Some music is on the Meta Mindfulness Music series, such as Healing Sounds for Yoga, Mindfulness and Creativity, which is based on the Ayurvedic medicine, and the Ancient Sounds box, which is based on the elements, the six healing sounds of Qigong. You can hear this music on the Sacred Music Radio. You can get it on YuvalRunMusic.com, and the healing music on MetaMindfulnessMusic.com. This is Yuval Run. I'm glad to be on Sacred Music Radio.